Another cyclone season has officially started and brings with it a need to prepare your family and possessions for the cyclone season. Purchase emergency supplies of torch, spare batteries, portable radio, canned food, bottled drinking water, a first aid kit, and ensure all members of your household know where the supplies are stored. Gather together important documents like passports, marriage and birth certificates and store them in plastic to protect them. Clean yards and work areas of unwanted materials and rubbish. Make arrangements to trim back trees from power lines. Designate tie-down areas for your boat, caravan or trailer, and stay tuned to ABC Radio for weather information and cyclone updates. Take these steps now and you'll reduce the risk of personal injury to family and friends.
ABC Local Radio WA for advice and information this cyclone season.
Well, Cyclone Lawrence continues down the Kimberley coast. Currently, people in or near Currie Bay need to go to shelter immediately. They are on red alert and yellow alert. People in or near the communities of Mitchell Plateau, Caulin Island and Cockatoo Island should also be taking action. Joining us now for an update is Noel Pusey, duty forecaster for the severe weather section for the Bureau of Meteorology in Perth. Good morning, Noel.
Good morning.
Did I get your title right then?
Oh, pretty much, yeah. Close enough.
Close enough.
What's the name? Anyway, that's nice. But, the severe tropical cyclone Lawrence still continues on its track along the west Kimberley coast at the moment. It's a very small system, but quite intense. We've got wind gusts up to 260 kilometres an hour near the centre there. And at 5 o'clock this morning, it was about 40 kilometres to the northwest of Currie Bay and moving to the southwest about 11 kilometres an hour. So it's pretty close to Currie Bay as we speak. And it looks like over the next 24 to 48 hours, it's going to continue to move along that west Kimberley coast and possibly, I think, maybe towards Friday night. We'll look at the tracks and stuff, but it's going to be getting fairly close to the sort of Broome area there as well. So we'll be having a look at things in the longer term as well for your broadcast area too.
Okay. Cat 4 overnight surprised me. Did it surprise you?
No, there's no reason why it shouldn't continue. In fact, I wouldn't be at all surprised if our next issue has it as Category 5, the highest of the categories. It is a very small cyclone, and it's just a very favourable conditions at the moment for it to continue to develop at least while it's remaining over water. So it will be a Cat 5, I think, during this morning, but it's very hard to describe because it is so small, and there isn't anything really to stop it from continuing to develop. So it's going to be quite an interesting next 24 hours, I think.
Okay, gusts up to 260 kilometres near the centre.
Yep.
How much of that is Currie Bay and surrounding areas actually feeling?
Oh well, look, we haven't spoken to Currie Bay since about midnight or so, but because it was very small at that stage, they were getting hardly any wind at all. But I'm sure it has picked up considerably since then, and I think they're in the sort of gale to storm force area there with the winds at the moment. It's probably not the 260 kilometres an hour, but there will be some quite destructive gusts around that place.
Okay, and how much rain has this produced so far?
Well, figures are still coming in at the moment, but it is going to continue to bring quite heavy rainfall through much of the North Kimberley over the next sort of 24 to 48 hours, and we're looking at falls every 24 hours of about 100 millimetres or so. So there are some flood watches and warnings out for that too.
Okay, and you're expecting flooding at some stage?
Oh, I think there will be. It's been very dry, of course, through the Kimberley for the last few months. But I think if it continues to fall this amount of rainfall, of course, there will be flooding. Probably not that unusual, I don't think, for the Kimberley. But we're hoping that won't be affecting too many people. We're not unused to that anyway.
Okay. And what areas are you talking about for flooding?
Well, they're quite a few bands from the cyclone. So any of the northern parts of the Kimberley, essentially. So across the, from Wyndham across to Broome, that sort of area there is the rain falls on the northern side of the system.
And what's more of a problem at this stage, the destructive winds or rain?
Oh, look, I think the winds are going to be the problem for people near the centre. Unfortunately, it is a little bit just off the coast at the moment, so the strongest gusts are probably still over the ocean, and it is a small system, so we may be lucky and we'll squeak past for at least a little while without affecting too many communities.
Okay, and what areas will be affected next?
Oh, well, it will continue on a southwest track over the next sort of 24 hours or so. It sort of moves right along the West Kimberley coast near Cockatoo Island and then down down along the Gulf towards possibly towards Derby as well. So all of those communities are in are taking some sort of precaution through there at the moment.
Okay, is this likely to head down to the Pilbara at all?
Well, at this stage, in the long term, I don't really think so. It's got a, because it is a small system, it is very hard to forecast a track. There's nothing to sort of steer it towards the Pilbara at the present time. I wouldn't be surprised if it moves in the longer term. It'll move. It may well stay near the coast in the Kimberley and then pop off the coast somewhere to the south and then back in again, maybe over the far east Pilbara or that sort of area there. But that's quite a long way away, and we'll deal with it as it comes there, I think.
Okay, and what's the likelihood of Broome and Derby getting some rain?
Oh, I think you'll get some rain over the next 2 to 3 days, no problems at all.
Okay, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Cheers.
Okay, that's Judy, a forecaster, Noel from the Severe Weather Section, Bureau of Meteorology in Perth, Noel Pusey there, speaking about Cyclone Lawrence and its progress. Just repeating the details for cyclone advice number 38. Cyclone warning is current for coastal areas from Mitchell Plateau to Beagle Bay and adjacent inland parts. A cyclone watch is current for adjacent areas to the south. Severe Tropical Cyclone Lawrence is Category 4. It was estimated to be 40 kilometres northwest of Kure Bay and 125 kilometres northeast of Cockatoo Island and moving southwest at 11 kilometres per hour. Severe Tropical Cyclone Lawrence is a small but intense tropical cyclone, having very destructive winds with gusts to 260 kilometres per hour close to the cyclone centre. As Lawrence tracks to the southwest near the Kimberley coast, very destructive winds may be experienced at Kure Bay during this morning. Gales with gusts to 100 kilometres per hour should extend further southwest along the coast, reaching Cockatoo and Koolan Islands during Wednesday, and should be centre pass close by various destructive winds are possible during the afternoon and evening. Gales may extend to Derby and Beagle Bay overnight tonight or tomorrow morning. Heavy rain is expected to continue over the North Kimberley region, extending into the Western Kimberley during Wednesday and Thursday. Daily rainfall totals in excess of 100 millimetres are possible near the coast, with totals decreasing further inland. Visa State Emergency Services advises of the following community alerts. Red alert, people in or near Kure Bay need to go to shelter immediately. Yellow alert, people in or near the communities of Mitchell Plateau, Koolan Island and Cockatoo Island should be taking action. And blue alert, people in or near the communities of Cape Levick, One Arm Point, Durrigin, Lombardina, Derby should be taking precautions. All clear. People in Kalumburu are advised that the wind danger has passed, but you need to take care to avoid danger being caused by heavy rain. These are the details of Severe Tropical Cyclone Lawrence at 5 a.m. this morning. Centre located near 15.2 degrees south, 124.3 degrees east. Location accuracy is within 30 kilometres. Recent movement towards the southwest at 11 kilometres per hour. Wind gusts near the centre, 260 kilometres per hour. Severity is 4 and central pressure is 944 hectopascals. The next advice will be issued at 9 o'clock this morning and you can hear it here on the ABC at 9:15. Cyclone advices and State Emergency Service community alerts are also available by dialing 1300 659 210. As I mentioned, the next advice will be read here on the ABC at 15 minutes past 9 this morning. If you're online, then you can view the tracking map. Go to www.bomb.gov.au/weather/cyclone. If you'd like to track the cyclone yourself, then you can pick up a cyclone kit from here, the Shire or from FISA.